You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dnipro have come from nowhere really to get into this Europa League final. You look at their European pedigree, they haven't got much in recent times. They reached the quarterfinals of the European Cup back in 1985 and 1990, but since then they've not really made a mark in the European game.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think they'll be probably as surprised as anyone that they found themselves in the final. I honestly thought it would be a Napoli-Sevilla final. And yeah. I tipped Napoli up in both legs, I think. So got that wrong twice.
Was that a midweek podcast as well, though?
Yeah, it was. It was one of the rare losers this year. But you've got to hold your hands up and say what a fantastic job they've done. I mean, you look at they're still going in their domestic league as well, of course. Still got stuff to play for.
Do you think that's an impact on this match?
Only in as much as I think they're in the middle of, you know, they're still in that mindset. But Sevilla only just finished. It's not like it makes any difference. They've got an important game coming up, I suppose, is the only way you would say it matters, against Hovela on the 30th. But, you know, this has to take priority, doesn't it? The situation in the Ukrainian Premier League is that Dynamo Kiev have won the division, 65 points. Shakhtar Donetsk on 55, Dnipro on 53. So Dnipro could qualify for the Champions League anyway if they manage to beat Hovela and Shakhtar don't overtake them. Shakhtar have got Karpaty Lasto and they're second bottom. So all things being equal, I think Dnipro's best chance of getting the Champions League is here.
Yes.
You know, and they'll just treat this match as a one-off, you know, and not have to worry about that game. Beat Shakhtar, though, so they're coming into it on great form. Beat Shakhtar 3-2 at the weekend. The thing that stood out in their Europa League campaign, and it started out fairly mediocre, finished second in the group behind Inter Milan, 7 points from six games.
Unbelievable.
Terrible, really.
Just looking at those stats, you can't imagine they even get out of the group with just 7 points from six games. And since then, They've claimed some huge scalps in this competition. Yeah. Defensively, they've been very strong, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think that's been key to their performances.
And the home that home form, when you look down that home Europa League form, 1-0 Napoli, 1-0 Club Bruges, who were flying at the time. Remember, they just won the Belgian Cup.
Yes.
1-0 Ajax. Yeah, Ajax aren't the team of old, but 2-0 Olympiacos. You know, these are teams who aren't world beaters, maybe with the exception of Napoli, but they're all teams who you would have thought would have beaten Dnipro, getting a point at Dnipro. So that's what it's been built on, this defence. And I see no reason why they would change that. You know, they won't go into this game thinking, all right, OK, let's go and outscore Sevilla. That's not their game. So I think we're going to see them doing exactly what they've done on their home ground in Warsaw and try and, you know, just keep Sevilla and frustrate them. Remember, Sevilla's last year it was 0-0, wasn't it, to get the final that they eventually won on penalties against Benfica. I think that's what they're going to do. A little bit of team news, and there was quite a lot of changes at the weekend. Yevgeny Shakhov is an injury doubt. Conor Pianka and Rotan should both come back into the team, though they're arrested. Nikolai Kalinic may go into attack, but the man who's been doing the business recently is Zeleznyov. And he should start up front. He scored in that home win against Napoli, didn't he? And I think he scored in the away game as well, didn't he? I'm sure he got goals in both legs. That 1-1 draw, yeah, it was. He got the 80th minute equaliser in Napoli. So you know they're more or less at full strength here, and I just think that's what they'll do. I think they'll just go out there with the express intention of keeping it tight and trying to nick a goal on the break.
If you're looking at Yevgeny Seleznyov to score for Dnipro, he's 14-5 to get a goal any time. That is the 90 minutes betting. 9-1 to score first and 9-1 to score last. We've talked a lot about Dnipro. Let's talk about Sevilla, Lee. No team in this season's Europa League have won more games than Sevilla. They've won 10 and they've only lost once in the competition to date as well. In terms of their progression to this stage, they got 11 points from their six matches in Group G, finishing second behind Feyenoord. They went up against Borussia Mönchengladbach, won comprehensively. Then they dispatched Villarreal 5-2 in comprehensive fashion. And that semi-final performance against Fiorentina, winning 5-0 on aggregate over the two legs, secured them another spot in the final. They've been the standout team in this competition, and that's why they are so short in the betting league.
Yeah, a bit too short, really, aren't they, for
a
final?
So, yeah.
I think they'll win it, but I think they're a little bit short. It's led me to kind of go and search for a bit of value. But yeah, I mean, and their overall form, just lost one of the last 21 games in all competitions. Yep. It's great. And that was against Real Madrid. And then they lost that 3-2 when Cristiano Ronaldo scored that hat-trick. So, you know, a team in excellent form. They've got a love affair with this competition, you know, looking to win it back-to-back, get that Champions League football, which they missed out on, as you mentioned earlier in the podcast. You know, they've won it before that as well. I think this is the fourth time they will have won this competition. So, you know, they, like I say, they got a love affair with it, and I think that will be a major thing. I think going into a final, Dnipro's players will be relatively inexperienced at this level of football. You know, they don't win their home at domestic league, so they're not used to this. Whereas Sevilla's players, by and large, will be used to the big stage. They're used to playing against Barcelona and Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid in big stadia, and they're used to this kind of thing as well. So I think, you know, Sevilla, with players like Bakker in great form as well. I mean, you know, Carlos Bakker's got 20 goals in La Liga this season. He scored in the cup as well. Five in the Europa League this season. Got seven in the Europa League last season. He scores regularly. Scored in that away win against Fiorentina. Scored in the game against Real Madrid. So he scores in big games as well. Scored against Zenit in the previous round. So I like Bakker to be amongst the scorers here. Even money. It's about as short as I'd like to go.
It's the sort of prices you're going to get for their key personnel from a striking perspective when you consider Sevilla 4-7 to win the match. Not just win the tie, win the match in 90 minutes. You're going to get even money about their top strikers, aren't you?
Yeah. Bakker to score in a Sevilla win. The headline offers 2-1. Again, it's probably about as...
It's not bad.
No, it's all right, isn't it? It's not something that makes me really stand up. But I think I don't think they're going to get it their own way here. You know, I know they've been in fantastic form recently. They have been scoring goals. But I think they will have to work at this. And I think they'll have to break Dnipro down. The bet I'm looking at is Sevilla to win and under 2.5 goals in the match.
I think they'll do it in
90 minutes. You know, I don't think they'll mind if they don't, but I think they'll have just a bit too much quality for Dnipro in the end. And I think, you know, everyone always says, when you talk to footballers who go into finals, they always talk about how, you know, the week building up to a final, the emotion of it, the mental, you know, strain that it puts on you, does count for something. That's what tires you out towards the end of a game. It's not the physicality of the game. So I think Sevilla will break them down. Half-time draw, full-time Sevilla is another one I quite like. But yeah, my main bet will be the Sevilla win and under 2.5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.